It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
We got our DA's debate tonight. New polling showing one of these guys is way ahead. Two students at UCLA say they were drugged at some off-campus parties, but first, the hurricane in Florida.
It's kind of scary. You know, a lot of high winds, winds you don't really experience, you know, normally.
Forecasters say Hurricane Milton could be the worst storm in western Florida in more than a century. Evacuation orders in place for people to leave those areas, and flights are being canceled across the country, many of them. Residents who will be riding out the storm making last-minute hardware runs to protect their property.
Getting some wood to board up the windows, you know, trying to stay safe, make sure nothing hits our house. That's the goal.
Hurricane Milton has been downgraded, but it's still a Category 4 storm, which is massive. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis says residents should get ready to leave town.
You should have a plan and you should be executing your plan. Particularly if you're on the west coast of the Florida Peninsula. These evacuation orders have gone out in many of those places.
Milton Center projected to hit the Tampa area sometime late tomorrow. The mayor of Tampa told people if they do not evacuate, they will die. That is a quote. It's been less than 2 weeks since the deadly and destructive Hurricane Helene blew through the southeast, and FEMA says it needs more money from Congress to keep up with all these disasters.
TikTok lawsuits. More than a dozen states, including California and D.C., have filed lawsuits against TikTok, saying it's harming the kids' mental health. A design to be addictive. At the heart of each suit is the algorithm. Powers what users see, of course. The For You feed, the content that's tailored to you. California AG Rob Bonta telling the New York Times, TikTok knows of its harms to kids, but chose profits over safety. TikTok has not responded yet. Faces that ban in the U.S. in January if the Chinese parent company doesn't sell it off to an American owner.
Here at home, some students say they were drugged at off-campus parties right around UCLA. One of them so bad had to go to the emergency room. Let's get the latest live on the investigation this morning from our John Baird.
Many of the UCLA fraternities are located in a neighborhood right next to the campus here on the west side, right next to the UCLA Medical Center, in fact. Now, the first student reported that he or she had attended three parties on Thursday. Afterward, didn't feel quite right, didn't think it was related to drinking alcohol. The second student attended one party on Saturday and was given a drink, also had symptoms. That student actually went to the emergency room to be checked out. Police are labeling that incident an aggravated assault. Now, some students walking to school this morning found all of this kind of disturbing.
College students go to parties and, like, our female friends need to be protected, basically. And not just female friends, everybody. Yeah.
And two other students who tell me they're members of a fraternity say they don't serve alcohol, hard alcohol, at their parties and only hand out sealed cans if someone does want to drink.
Like, when we serve girls alcohol, like, it has to be unopened, the can. We'll give them a can of, like, anything, and, like, if they say, can you open it, we say no.
Now, several students tell me if someone did drug the students, that person should be punished. Again, police are investigating. We've reached out to the UCLA Police Department for more details.
All right, John, thanks. Some USC students say a homeless guy tried to break into their house five times, came back just after midnight. So women live on Menlo, a couple blocks from campus. They told investigators they saw him peeking through a window first. KTLA says one of the students said the man tried to get in through that window, then got through the side door. One woman says she saw him in the kitchen, ran outside to call 911. LAPD says they don't have evidence of a break-in. They're not actively looking for anybody. KTLA says campus police say the homeless situation around the university has gotten worse. We reached out to SC for comment.
It's looking good so far for the challenger in the race to be L.A. County District Attorney. If the election was held today, 51% of likely voters said in a poll that they would choose Nathan Hochman over the incumbent George Gascon. According to the UC Berkeley L.A. Times poll, Hochman is polling at nearly 30 points ahead of Gascon, but 28% of the voters say they are still undecided. UC Berkeley poll director Mark DiCamillo told us a majority of the voters have a negative opinion of Gascon, but the opposite when it comes to the challenger.
Whereas Hochman, among those who can rate him, only about half of voters have an opinion of him, but it's very favorable. We have 43% having a favorable opinion, just 9% unfavorable. But most of this race is going on the judgment of the current district attorney, Gascon.
Gascon will have a chance to change perceptions in a debate tonight here on KNX News, 97.1 FM. This is a KNX News LA Times debate. Starts at 5 o'clock this afternoon. It's 1 hour commercial-free, moderated by our Mike Simpson and chief correspondent Charles Feldman. The live video stream will be on knxnews.com.
20 minutes of nonstop news presented by theloanexchange.com for all your home loan needs.
Kamala Harris on a media blitz this week as she tries to reach the voters. Yesterday was 60 Minutes. And The View, Howard Stern, and The Late Night with Stephen Colbert. We talked about the vice president's media tour with The Hill's campaign reporter Brett Samuels and asked him if it is an effective strategy to win the election.
What we're seeing as a very intentional effort from the Harris campaign in particular to, you know, as you guys sort of alluded to, skew sort of traditional media, you know, 60 Minutes, obviously notwithstanding with that interview last night. The vice president, she hasn't really gone and done press conferences. She hasn't done a lot of traditional, you know, print interviews, broadcast interviews with rare exceptions. Instead, what she's been doing is she's been going on podcasts. She's going to Howard Stern, as you guys mentioned, The View, Stephen Colbert. She'll be doing a Univision town hall. And really, this is an effort to, I think, kind of meet voters where they are. She went on the Call Her Daddy podcast, which is very popular with young women. So, you know, she's sort of seeking out maybe less traditional media outlets in an effort to sort of meet voters where they are ahead of Election Day.
Do they expect it's actually going to help with undecideds, or at this point, is it really just about turnout? If we don't really get anything new, you know, like policy wise, maybe personality points, but which of those two are they trying for both?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both, but certainly, you know, a lot has been made of this idea that there's really not a huge number of undecided voters that, you know, a lot of people know how they feel certainly about Donald Trump at this point and whether they're going to support him. With Vice President Harris, it's a little bit different. Obviously, she became the candidate only a few months before Election Day. So, you know, I think there it's a combination of trying to get her out there and make sure voters know who she is. They're familiar with her. Certainly, if they see her policies, but also to the point of her going on Howard Stern, Stephen Colbert, shows like that, that voters maybe see her in sort of these unscripted settings where maybe they get to know her personality a little bit more. They get to feel more comfortable with her if they're going to vote for her. But certainly to your point, I think, you know, going on some of these different media outlets is certainly aimed at turning out voters who the Harris campaign thinks are going to be important, not just to win them over, but to get them to the ballot box. When we're talking about young voters, young women, you know, older voters who watch 60 Minutes, for example, those are really key voting blocks the Harris campaign needs to turn out.
Let's talk a bit more about what Donald Trump is doing, taking part in this town hall with Univision in Miami and also coming to California again near Coachella, telling us that Californians are suffocating under the rising prices of everything from groceries to housing, thanks to what he calls Kamala-nomics. What's the goal here? I mean, this is solidly a blue state.
Yeah, absolutely. It is sort of, I think it raised a lot of eyebrows that less than 4 weeks before Election Day, obviously when a candidate's time is really precious, you would expect them to be in battleground states, that Donald Trump is coming to California, coming to Riverside County for this rally in Coachella. And, you know, certainly I think there is some argument to it that this is about this broader idea of reaching Latino voters, certainly in California, reaching Latino voters more broadly. There's a competitive House race with Ken Calvert just, you know, a couple towns over, and that maybe Donald Trump's presence there maybe helps the House race there. But, you know, more broadly, I think folks are sort of questioning why he would spend, you know, sort of precious time and resources in California when, as you guys mentioned, it's a solidly blue state at the presidential level. Donald Trump has made no effort to play in the Senate race between Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey. You know, he'll be out west for fundraisers, certainly. And so maybe logistically it makes sense. But we certainly see Kamala Harris spending all her time in states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia. So I think it certainly is a curious choice for some folks why Donald Trump would choose to spend a night in California other than to enjoy the beautiful weather.
That is The Hill's campaign reporter, Brett Samuels. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network.
Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's going to cost you more soon to get a Mega Millions ticket, and it's Amazon Prime's big deal days. They're here today and tomorrow. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
Middle East Hezbollah firing more than 130 rockets at the northern Israeli city of Haifa, largest one-day total since the war began. Linda Gradstein with more from Jerusalem.
As Israel expanded its ground operation in southern Lebanon, Hezbollah responded with barrages of rockets at northern Israel. The army said most of the rockets were shot down by Israeli air defenses, but several landed and caused property damage. In a statement, Hezbollah said its capabilities to fire rockets at Israel remains intact.
Hezbollah's acting leader says they've replaced commanders killed by Israel. Israeli military says they've dismantled infrastructure along the border, killed hundreds of those Hezbollah fighters.
Crowd of about 2,000 people took part in an L.A. Remembers 10-7 event in Beverly Hills last night.
The event at the Saban Theater was equal parts a reflection on the horrific attacks of a year ago by terrorists and an emotional appeal to stay unified in support of Israel until all the hostages are freed. Mayan Snapir, whose grandfather Odette is one of those in captivity, not only holds out hope for his release, but for a change in the social dynamic of people in the region.
Will we choose anger, war, hate, and pain? Or will we choose love, peace, and kindness? Are we brave enough to choose light despite the circumstances? Will we find the courage to stand together and be there for each other, even when there are different opinions?
On behalf of the 101 hostages, she asked those attending to consider a way to remember they are more than just a number.
And if you really listen carefully and closely, and maybe even close your eyes, you just might be able to hear them. They can hear us. They're coming home.
In Beverly Hills, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
President Biden going to Milwaukee today to deliver remarks about the effort to replace lead pipes.
President Biden travels to the swing state of Wisconsin today to announce $2.6 billion in funding to replace all lead pipes in the United States over the next 10 years. Lead exposure can cause serious long-term impacts on children's health. The Environmental Protection Agency estimates that 9 million homes in the U.S. have lead pipes. The president's visit comes amid a flurry of campaign stops by both Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Paulina Smolinski, CBS News, Milwaukee.
Amazon's Prime Big Deal Days have officially started, the October edition, and all kinds of stuff out there. Smart shopping expert Trey Bodge says this event is Amazon's way of starting the holiday shopping season ahead of Black Friday.
These are actually legitimate, brand new, exciting Amazon products. I mean, yes, you may see a great deal on, say, a generation of an item that's maybe being phased out and something else is brought in, but that item will still have lots of bells and whistles. So it's not like you're buying something that's kind of retired and not interesting.
So what is worth buying?
It really is those Amazon proprietary brands. Like, for example, you can save up to 60% off Blink security cameras, 58% off Fire tablets, up to 50% off Fire TV sticks.
Going to cost you more to play Mega Millions next year. Lotto officials say it's $5 per play starting in April of 2025. That's more than double the $2 right now. They say the increase is going to lead to a larger starting jackpot, faster growing jackpots. It's the second time that they've increased how much it cost. Back in 2017, it went from the $1 to the $2.
Something that car makers think is a good idea apparently isn't resonating with car buyers. Here's Jeff Gilbert.
Plug-in hybrids seem perfect for people with EV range anxiety. You drive a short distance in pure electric mode, then the gasoline engine kicks in. Car makers are planning more of them.
The problem is, Jeff, that there is a disconnect between what we think is a benefit to consumers and then the real world usage of those vehicles.
Brett Gruber, who heads the EV practice at JD Power, says buyers pay a premium for a plug-in hybrid, but find often the ranges aren't enough to get them through the day without using some gasoline. Plug-in hybrids only make up about 2% of the market, while full electrics are getting close to 10%. I'm Jeff Gilbert, KNX News 97.1 FM.
20 minutes of nonstop news. Some of these airlines are having trouble, especially Spirit, and we're not talking about just how they kick those girls in the crop tops off the plane at LAX. Joining us live now, KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg.
Peter, good morning. First of all, we'll start there.
And good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. All right, so what's going on with the financials with the airlines?
Well, it's a real problem for Spirit right now. They've got a lot of long-term debt that has to be refinanced, but even more importantly, $1 billion of debt that has to be refinanced this month. They've already cut back. They furloughed about 240 pilots. They've cut back 32 separate routes. They've deferred delivery on all their new planes. They are now in discussions about entertaining the thought of a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Not a good thing for them. And of course, it has impacts on other airlines as well, should they go out.
Why is it having such a hard time making money? Did everyone kind of become like a low-cost carrier and then they all got into trouble?
That's the problem. Right now, demand has been dropping. Airfares have been dropping. And if every airline is a low-fare carrier and the only thing Spirit could ever compete on was low fares, then they can't compete. You may remember about 3 months ago, they announced they're going to try to do a new first-class service. You know what? When Freddie Laker introduced the first-class service, he went out of business because that wasn't his identity. And the same thing applies to Spirit. You're not going to move premium passengers over to a discount airline. You have to either have low fares or you can't compete. And if everybody has low fares, you got a problem.
Yeah, so you said if Spirit goes out, that impacts other airlines. So what could we expect?
You can expect higher airfares because capacity issues come into play, law of supply and demand. Frontier Airlines would be the last remaining, quote unquote, ultra low cost carrier. And those fares just are going to go up because their capacity is going to go up to fill that gap. And the same thing will happen at Southwest.
Yeah, how is Southwest doing? Because I've heard from a number of people last few weeks looking towards the holidays. It used to be so easy to get up north to NorCal or even do like the triangle. Southwest was huge for like California, Nevada, Arizona, and even the planes would do triangles all day long. But now they're saying there aren't as many flights as there used to be at all. And it's like $500 to go to Sacramento.
Well, I would never describe Southwest Airlines as a low-fare airline. What Southwest has been able to do over the years is brand their entire airline over one negative touch point, that they don't charge you to check your bags. And they branded their entire airline that way. But there's a new investor group at Southwest. They've got a seat on the board, and they're forcing a lot of changes, which may change the entire culture, not to mention the route structure of Southwest. They also have cut back on routes. They're putting in premium seats in the front of the cabin, which means the old open seating is gone. It will be by next year. And the one thing they haven't touched yet is the bags, but don't hold your breath. If that investor group has its way, you'll be shelling out for that too.
Have you ever worn a crop top on a flight, Peter? So you know the story, right? So some women say that they were getting on a flight, Spirit Airlines at LAX recently. They got kicked off because of the crop tops, and the airline reportedly said, "We're a family airline. This is not acceptable." And they wanted to see the dress code. Have you ever heard of something like that?
There is no specific dress code. It's all subjective on every airline. It's what the flight attendants and the gate agents think is acceptable. You know, we're not just talking about crop tops. We're talking about guys wearing baggy pants with butt cracks. Or we're talking about people not wearing bras. It's, you know what? It's all subjective. I grew up at a time when you had to dress to go on a plane. It might be a nice idea to think about that.
You just do the no shoes thing still, right? That's it's a Peter Greenberg special. All right, KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg. Peter, thanks. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.